Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
I got to roll a soggy blem quick time,
got
man.
To roll Hold a blem. Up. He can't roll a blem before recording. He's like, no, I got to roll my blem.
It's because people don't want to hear that down the fucking microphone, you know what I mean? While we're halfway through a conversation.
Oh, shit, I forgot to be from New York. Let me turn you up. I need it to be loud, like the journalists in New York.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, that's better. Speak some more. Wagwan.
Yo, what's up? People. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, we cool. In New York in the house. New York is in the house.
New York. Oh, you got the jacket and the jumper on. The New York Knicks.
I got everything. The New York Knicks are in the second round of the playoffs for the first time in over 10 years.
I couldn't give a flying fuck, man.
We're back in the Mecca, baby! Madison Square Gardens!
Have you ever seen a professional basketball game ever?
Yeah, like I've seen the Knicks, bruv.
Oh, you have, yeah?
Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. Jesus Christ.
I don't think I've never even been to a proper football match. Oh, no, I did in Brazil, I did. I went to the match. It's quite a mad story, actually.
What a surprise. He's got a story about Brazil.
I'll tell it quickly, man. The Maracanã is one of the biggest stadiums. And obviously, they don't have any health and safety there. They used to cram people in there. And like they've had like the most amount of people at any stadium in that place. And I went to see, what's it called when two teams from the same city battle each
derby.
Other? A derby between Fluminense and Flamengo. And the people out there, yeah, like the Flamengo is basically like the Man United, yeah. Everyone supports Flamengo, yeah. Like it doesn't matter, you know, where the fuck you're from. They're always like top of the league or some shit. I don't even fucking know, yeah.
Flamenco, no?
Flamenco, that's it. Yeah, not Flamengo. Yeah. Flamenco, yeah. Black and red stripes. Yeah. I remember buying for like 50p from some guy outside. I bought like a knockoff shirt, you know what I mean? I was just there rocking with the Flamencos. And there's so many fans that the stadium has to be split up for different Flamenco fans because they all fight each other. Like they fight each other. Not only other teams, but they fight.
But it's completely different in there. It's Argentina crazy. And Brazil.
But then also, the football match was so shit, man. I'm sorry. I was surprised. I was expecting to see some cool football. But they were just like, anytime someone got the ball, they just shot at the goal and just like skied it. Like, it was just like, just shoot, shoot, shoot. And no one was even paying attention to the game. Everyone was just like, drinking, doing lines off the fucking rail fit and then fucking just smoking bear zoots and just bear girls there. I was so surprised how many women were in. I thought it was just going to be blown. Folks, but there girls and it was just like a drum section and everyone just doing samba. No one, I didn't even pay attention to the game.
They love it.
It was an insane experience, man. It was proper jokes. Yeah, it was like a party, just a big fuck off party. And then not halfway through the game, but during the game while they all kicking about, the sky just opened up and just started pissing down. And like in these tropical climates, as I'm sure you could imagine, the rain, it can just appear like that. It'll be sunny one second, and then all of a sudden these dark clouds just form over and just like raindrops the size of your fist. You know what I mean? Yeah, just like pelting the floor. They had to stop the game. They had to stop the match because it was pissing down so hard. But no one even fucking noticed. Everyone's like, getting fucked up, yeah? And then, about 15 minutes later, the clouds parted. The sun came beaming down. Within another 10 minutes, everything was dry again, and then boom, begin the match again. It was crazy. Fun times, man. Fun times. What's it like watching a basketball match in the American sports? They stop every fucking 2 seconds, isn't it? It's annoying, no?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't really like any of the other ones. I kind of know about the NFL a bit, but the NBA.
Yeah, the NBA is good. Yeah, that's
love.
It is cool as fuck. I used to love the
basketball is an incredible game. That's the difference between you and me. You don't give a fuck about any sport.
No, not really. Not really. I must say, I'm not invested. I like to watch sports happen well. You know, I like watching two good teams play each other. It's entertaining to me. But I'm not invested in any team where I'm like, I'm going to kick the shit out of you for wearing the wrong colours or whatever. You know, I really don't give a fuck.
You don't have to be like that, but you don't care like about watching the good elements of the sport when they're doing it to a high level. I mean,
But if a team loses, I'll just be like, so what? You know what I mean? I don't feel like, I know friends of mine, they get depressed, man, for weeks over some shit. And I'm like, who gives a shit? They're going to play again next year. Who gives a fuck? I don't know. Yeah. I just don't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit.
There's other things to worry about. And also, yo, sports. Yeah, it's like back in the day in the Roman times, the, you know, what's it called? It's a distraction. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, watch these guys kick the football about while we... Sorry, I'm getting into conspiracies here, man, but you get me.
I'm just listening, thinking, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
Yo, listen, Theme, can I start off with a song? Is that cool? Off the bat.
Please do.
This is a tune produced by Jay Dilla. This is on Common's album, formerly known as Common Sense, featuring Slum Village, as a track called Thelonious.
Play at your own risk. And like you know, bitch, I'm on some grown shit. Play at your own risk. And like you know, bitch,
I'm on some grown shit.
It's the Thelonious. Very Dilla.
Put my components. Yeah.
You know what's the scrap shit we bought to own it. You know it, it's many me's trying to clone us. I got a bonus for the bitch that run a bonus. I got a bonus for your bitch that run a bonus. It's the Thelonious super microphonist.
No time to sleep, cause if you sleep, you don't eat. Got a whole heat just to make ends meet. Niggas living on the street by other niggas' feasts.
I with you,
ain't I with me, right? Gotta make money all my life. Gotta stay fucking bitches many types. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yup. Stay turning these bitches out. Pick them down,
also pick them out.
Those duck down whenever my dick's out. They know me, so they restructure and reroute. They know me from Washington to down south. All the way to London to my niggas' common house. Right? It's like a game we never played. Out.
Nigga, no doubt. Nigga, get live, you knock the fuck out. Word up, just be about what you about, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just play at your own risk. And like you know, bitch, I'm on some grown shit. It's the Thelonious super microphone.
Hi.
You
know, I love that bit.
Rap shit we about to own it.
Hi.
You know it, cause you can feel it in your throat.
Hi.
Say it.
I'm about to let my mind flow.
Hi.
Say it.
Get your third eye poke.
Hi.
Fuck game. I assemble dope. Ness. A nigga that's fresh as the fast. Study this rap shit. No need to mic test. You can feel it in your chest. Yo, B.I. Feel it in a breast. Plus you rhyme like a nigga with his nipples pierced. We lick off lyrics in the streets and real niggas here is dreaming when
you
I
rhyme like
this.
with your nipples pierced. Yo, I wanted to play that because I got a phone call just a couple days ago from the almighty, we've mentioned him before on the podcast, Cash, the undercover
Cash,
policeman.
The undercover,
you know what I mean?
Old Bill, yeah.
The old Bill, no, he's not
Cash
undercover.
Cash, the dodgy old Bill.
I'm sorry, he's my new best friend now. Sorry, Theme, I might have to dash you off the podcast. Me and Cash doing a podcast now. I'm sorry, man. He called me up and he was like, yo, man, because he knows I love my drum machines and I make beats. I want to shout out Tarbush Records once again. The link is below. That's my music channel. Me and El Fresidente, we use MPCs, we sample vinyl, we make beats. He called me the other day and he said, yo, I'm moving house, blah, blah, blah. Not to go into too many details. He goes, I've got an MPC 3000. I know to a lot of you people listening, not going to know what the fuck that is. I'm not going to give two shits about it. But it was Jay Dilla's weapon of choice. Jay Dilla, who made that last beat, he used the MPC 3000. I'm going to flash up a picture of it right now on the screen.
Look at your face. Look at your face. You're loving it. He's loving
it. It's crazy. I was like,
he's loving life.
I was like, okay, how much? How much do you want for it? And he was like, nah, you know, it got given to me by a mate, so I'm giving it to you. I know it will go to a good home. And I was like, what? Those things, they go, if they're in decent nick, they go for like $2,000, man. Maybe more sometimes, yeah? Especially if it's
Cash should be going to listening to this. Yeah. I love that back.
Bro, when he said, don't worry, yeah, you can take it. He didn't finish the sentence. I was already in the car on my way around there. I didn't want to ask no more questions. It definitely has gone to a good home. I unsheathed it the other day, plugged it in. It all worked. It all works. Because it came in a big flight.
Unsheathed it.
Thing
now
is,
it's turning sexual.
It's heavy as fuck as well, man. And like, I'm going to have
She's
a lot of
a
fun.
Big batty, heavy as fuck.
Big batty. And I'm going
to unsheath. This is how much you love it.
Oh, mate.
Talking about unsheathing.
Oh, man. Like, it's such a beautiful machine. It's a piece of history, man. I think it came out in the early 90s. It was released by Akai, is the name of the company. It's a Japanese company. They created all these drum machines, a lot of them anyway. And the 3000, it's a lot older. It's like, it's hard to use. It's quite a steep learning curve to use it, but I'm going to have a lot of fun getting to grips with it. Just, this is for the geeky hip hop heads out there. I've got an MPC 3000. So if you want to see me use it, go follow Tart Boosh Records.
So what have you got now? You've got two MPs.
I've got the 1000, the MPC 1000, which came out in the... I think
now the MPC 3000.
I've got the 3000. That's the one, man. Jay Dilla's
3000.
Jay Dilla's, because he passed away. If people don't know, he passed away. Jay Dilla, I think in the late 90s, 98, I think he passed away. Maybe 97. I can't remember. But his MPC 3000 is now in a museum, in the Smithsonian Museum. They've put it in there because it's now a thing, because he changed the way people made beats, man.
He changed it.
The filters on that thing. You're the so clock passionate about on it. Yeah. The swing you can get on them drums, like you heard on that tune, you know, the swing he used to get on them drums is so ill. And a lot of it comes from the machine you use. Obviously, it doesn't ultimately, it's about the person using the machine. You can, if you've got the funk in you, you can use any machine. You could even bang on a desk and make something funky. You know what I mean? So it's not, the machine ain't going to help you make something dope, but
he loves it.
It's just, oh man, I've been like just ogling it like all week, man. I'm going to take it to Jazz Cat. Jazz Cat is quite a famous dude for fixing MPCs. There's a couple bits that need fixing. The screen needs a new light on it, but again, it's like someone when they buy a new car, like fucked up car, and they spend like, it's like a project to fix it and make it look cool. And then, you know, yeah, soup it up a bit. So yeah, sorry, this is for the super.
You only got it. Beats. You only got it on a racial vibe, anyway.
Yeah, because when I was driving to get it, yeah, and I called you, and you were like, "What? What is my fucking?"
I phoned Cash immediately. Said, "Where the fuck's my shit?" And he sent me the best voice note.
Oh man,
best voice note. I don't even want to listen to your shit. He's brown. You're white. You can get fuck all.
Brown pride, man. Brown pride. Big up my man Cash, yo.
Oh, shit. What can I say to that?
That was hilarious, man. That's so funny. But
my white privilege didn't work in that.
Huh?
My white privilege didn't help me out there.
Nah, bro.
I got nothing. Brown. I got told to feck off and got nothing.
No, I just want to salute Cash one more time, man. Thank you, brother. Shall I mention his Instagram? Or do you think he wants to keep it? He doesn't want to bait.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He wouldn't.
Okay, probably not. But he's got sick photos. I'll ask him maybe next week if he doesn't mind. Because he's got some really cool stuff and yeah, that he posts on
there.
Yeah,
he's fucking talented.
Stuff.
He's got amazing shit. Amazing. Don't forget, he's old built. He's like spread through the whole Lundgraf scene by now.
You know what?
Without anybody finding out.
When I turned up at the house, there was a little weird emblem on the door, and I was looking. It was the Metropolitan Police emblem, man, on the front door, man. Like, what the fuck? there's a bug in there, like a microphone in the 3000 to pick up any bait shit.
Yeah.
Nah, it's all love, man. Big up Cash, man. Thank you once again. I just wanted to publicly thank you, my brother. That I'm over the moon with it, man. I'm really gonna cherish.
Yeah, but
that
where's
thing.
My fucking shit? I haven't got fucking.
Well, I'll
anything.
Make you a theme. I'll make Nothing. You a beat. I'll make you a beat on the 3000.
I'll make you a beat.
And then
you'll delete it. And that'll be after 8 years of waiting for this beat.
Yeah, maybe. I got to learn this thing. I don't know. It's gonna be a while till I'm proficient in it, I think, but. Let's see how it goes, man. Because I'm really good on the 1000, so hopefully I can transfer some of those skills. Anyway, I don't want to bore because most people don't give a fuck.
Everything's dropping in your lap.
Yo,
fucking job shit.
The
now
job's
you got this.
Going
this
well.
All free. You get the job for free. You didn't have to pay for that.
Check this out, theme. In my work, 3,000. Man, I start. You know when I start when the gallery opens at 11 a.m. Man, I don't even have super early starts, you know what I mean? I'm rolling right now. I mean, it's a kind of a bit too good now. I'm waiting for something really fucked up to happen. I mean, touch wood, but yeah, it's like it seems everything's coming up amber. this week.
Everything's coming out, Emma. Everything's dropping in your lap.
I mean, yeah, so far. I mean, it hasn't happened in a while, so, you know, I'm happy. And not to go too deep into it, I know, Theme, you don't want to talk too much about work, and I think that's a good idea, especially with the work that you're in and what's happened in the past. It's best not to air loads of shit out, but I heard good things, yeah, just to let people know so they can rest easy.
Man got a job, signed the contract and ting. I signed it... got a contract, signed it. I got a job offer today from these people that I'd already filled out all this thing. So I got three job offers, yeah? One of them I was always thinking of taking. Then this other job offer gets in contact and says, oh, by the way, you need to fill out the or the, do this kind of presentation shit. This kind of, and I was like, sorry, what? Read it. This will be easy as dick. Don't worry about it. But I thought, fuck them, man. Do you know what I mean? I've already had two interviews there.
Making me fill out shit.
Yeah. And then today, this geezer sent me, another company sent me like, mate, it's like 24 questions. Fill out all this shit, fill out all this shit, fill out all this shit, fill out. Yeah. What would you do in this situation? What would you do in this situation? Your mom in this situation. You know what I mean? And I just allowed them both and took the other one that I was already thinking about anyway.
Okay.
But when they sent those two things, yeah, I was just like, nah, man.
Yeah. It was a sign. Like, yo, they're giving you extra hoops to jump through. You're like, fuck you. You know what, Theme? I just want to say congrats, man. And I'm glad that, you know, something's happening and the ball's moving. And I hope it goes well for you, brother, man.
Yeah, I won't be having 11 o'clock starts. You
know yeah, I mean? Exactly. Just think of me when you're rushing.
Then going home to play on my fucking 3000.
That's
good to go. Fuck this guy.
Yo, man. Theme, we got a message from someone actually asking what happened on Monday after Betty. You said you were going to go in there and give them shit. Did you go in or you didn't bother? I don't think you bothered, did you? No.
They sent me a text in the morning saying, like generic text, but it started off as like, yeah, we love Betty and we want to make sure that this is when she's dead.
No way. How did she die? Ah, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, this is like over the, or maybe Monday morning. A warm welcome to you and Betty. Betty is really important to us and we would appreciate your feedback to help us improve and thank our teams and shit. And I said to myself, you are fucking joking.
Oh my God.
Joking, bruv. So then I thought, I've got to phone up anyway.
Yeah.
Because that triggered my memory. So I thought, I'll phone them up now and cancel the 12 o'clock. So I phone up the bird. It's the same bird on the reception. I'm like, hello, I need to cancel my appointment. She's like, oh yeah, what? You want to reschedule? What other time do you want? I'm like, no, I need to fucking just cancel it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh yeah, but is everything all right with Betty? And I'm like, no! I was waiting for
Sorry
her to say
laugh.
It. I was waiting for her to say it. Because I wanted to say something.
Yeah, of course.
She's like, you need to rearrange now. Do you need No. I just need to cancel the shit.
Yeah. So how is she?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She's fucking dead, isn't she, mate? She's fucking dead, bruv. Dead. She's like, what do you mean? And then she's dead. I've cancelled her insurance and everything, mate. She's fucking dead. This bird's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry for your loss, so sorry. They're like, probably so sorry for your loss, your loss and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking cunts. Jeez. Got off the phone.
Just louder, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember her saying, in her screeching back, like, oh my god.
Yeah.
She said something about, okay, I've cancelled the appointment, you don't have to worry about it. So I was like, cool.
Jeez.
But the text, we love betting. Can you do a feedback about your service about bet?
And you know, say as well, what's even fucked up is that.
But I said yeah, and I went to Google, done them a Google review instead. Okay, they're asking me for people are asking me for a review.
Oh my god! And the thing is, that probably wasn't even typed out. That was probably a stock automated message. They just thing. They just put the Betty in there. 100%. Fucking bullshit, man.
100%.
I mean,
but yeah, I was just waiting for her to say it.
Because she's dead, motherfucker.
Yeah, she's fucking dead, bruv. She's fucking dead. It's your fault.
What's that? What's that fucking Monty Python sketch with the parrot? It's dead. It's deceased. It's no longer with us. It's like he just goes through the whole list of all that shit. Theme, shall I play a song from you? One of your songs?
Let's get into it. Blood Clot Rhythm. I'm going to play JFK.
Okay, JFK. All right, this is JFK.
Because it's New York, baby.
To LAX Gangsta.
what a beat. More calls. Keith Ingram to the stand. You know, Primo used the 3000 as well for a while. Not for long, but he did for a while.
when he got back from Brazil.
Yeah.
Yo, they got me handcuffed. I'm down in Central Booking. Things are fucked up the way my future's looking. But I'm too fly, I'ma change this scenario. Make some power moves and tighten up my bankroll. Chumps are leery though, they see me as a threat. I'm like the black Dutch Schultz when you get me upset. 5-0 makes me wanna flip, Larry Davis style. Got a nigga depressed while he's awaiting trial. It's okay though, cause from gray skies come blue. Through darkness comes light and I be known as the guru. And this I certify, we all should be alerted by the traps within the system. Our youth is getting murdered by the DA says they got me on a felony. I'm trying to live my life, so what the fuck is you telling me? The streets are war, that's what brothers carry weapons for. And I take the weight as I did before. The next thing you know, they got me on the radio. A rapper arrested, suckers showing me on video. Of course I know that I'm a role model. But yo, this rap life is real life, sometimes it's full throttle. Right now I gotta think about me. Fuck the industry, you gets no love except those who support me. What's the story? What happened when I went to LA? Mixing shit up, no, not there, I got family. Nothing happened, mind your business, yo, step. You know we connect, JFK to LAX. They wanna lock us all up and throw away the key. Don't wanna see us come up, don't wanna see us making G's. Long as we know this is the key to our destruction, let's make moves, no discussion. Peace to my man Haas, an orange man paying the cost. All the 25 to life is all my brothers getting tossed into the system, supposed to rehabilitate. That's why you gotta regulate your own mind state. Read, study lessons, and build your inner power. The next level doesn't tolerate cowards. For example, I know this rich Nigerian, powerful American that's proud to be an African. He asked me, why do all us brothers be getting trapped? I told him I'd explain it, broke it down in a rap. Whether you got naps, braids, waves, or no hair, without esteem for yourself, nigga, you're going nowhere. And you can swagger like you're rude as Josie Wales. Unorganized revolt almost always mostly fails. Give up the savage ways, be effective soldiers. To elevate the mental is to be poor no more. There's war in the streets, prepared men know best. I rhyme as live as a guest, JFK to LAX. They're always making trouble, y'all, against the righteous. Killing us in cold blood, those beasts, those vipers. And as I sit feeling the pain in my wrist, I vow to myself that I'ma change this shit. Or at least I gotta try, or part of me will die. And only by action will any idea solidify. So I inhale, exhale as I ponder. This grown man will make mistakes no longer. I've been there, I've seen how they make us fall victim to their technology. With no apology, I diss them. And so I rip facts to dope tracks I caress. You're gonna hear about it from JFK to LAX.
JFK to LAX.
I love beats that have like a vocal bit in it. Yeah. There's a few tunes. There's like some Wu-Tang tunes that do that. There's a few. I don't know why. I love it. When it's done right, it's dope.
Yeah. Because it can be done badly, man, or it can be done too much. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I think, let's just put all these people doing vocals all over it. You think, nah, mate.
Yeah, no, it can be distracting. It can be super distracting, but sometimes if they catch it right on the sample, then yeah, it can be really cool, man. That's a cool one. I mean, Primo, you can't go wrong with DJ Premier, the GOAT.
Yeah, but I've just played it for New York because we want New York to fucking get through the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So how does the play to watch that shit?
How does the playoffs even work? I mean, I don't want to go too deep into this, but they play 7 games against each other, right?
Best of 7, yeah.
Best of 7. So they play 7. The best of 7. Okay. Bro, every team... So
the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference got like, I don't know how many teams, I can't remember, like fucking 18, 20 teams in each.
Yeah.
And you got to like come in the top 7, I think. And then there's a playoff, like there's a playoffs to get in the playoffs as well. But like top 7 goes into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get paired against one team. So sometimes if it's like 3-3, you know what I mean? It's sick. Because both teams have really got to know each other and shit. And there's like these individual battles inside. Yeah, and it goes to a game 7.
Oh, shit. That's what I've heard. Game 7. Yeah, that's when it's like game 7.
We're here at the Garden for game 7. The decider. You're like, holy shit. This is game 7, baby. Whoever wins this, that's it.
Wow.
Man, it's deep. When the NBA Finals goes to game 7 quite a lot.
Yeah, I bet. Because they really push it.
Mental.
And who's the big player for the Knicks? What I've heard is LeBron. No, who? I don't know.
There's a guy called Brunson at the moment.
Brunson.
RJ Barrett. But that's it. They don't have. They haven't. That's the whole joke about New York. They've been shit for fucking ages.
Okay.
Ages.
Because who was the most famous player from the Knicks? That guy Ewing. Right?
Ewing.
Yeah, I know. He's an ugly motherfucker, right? Ewing. He's the ugly
motherfucker. Loads of dudes, yeah. I got an amazing Ewing shirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is brilliant. So it's all about New York. New York!
New York, baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the Knicks, obviously, if you're into hip-hop, especially East Coast hip-hop, especially New York hip-hop, the
and
Knicks,
there's all of that shit as
the
well,
Knicks have been a massive part of when you... like, because the thing is... actually, that's an interesting point, yeah? Me and my brother... he, you know, he's banging to his comedy and stand-up comedy. Yeah, so he's quite a geek when it comes to comedy. But he's into a lot of American comedians. And obviously they reference things that we here in England don't get.
Yeah.
So we have to kind of search it up and look up, oh, they're talking about this chocolate bar that we don't get here or some chain restaurant that we don't get here. You know what I mean? Like, they make jokes about stuff. So
yeah,
to get
the
punchline.
Their usual shit.
And I remember having this discussion with my brother because in hip-hop, a similar thing, you know, when you analyze the lyrics, you're like, oh, what the fuck was that? Like, you know, that metaphor he made there, I don't know what the fuck is. Then you look it up and like, oh, it's that, okay, and then it makes sense. And so I was battling my brother thinking, who knows more about American culture through hip-hop or through comedy? Like, who knows more? And I think through hip-hop, because the amount of raps, you know what I mean, and lyrics about general life, you know, and the obscure references,
certain areas in New York, and
talking about
areas
in New York. I remember
the name of it and shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, in comedy as well, like, lots of punchlines rely on like really obscure references as well. So it's a deep
one.
They're
big at the moment, and American comedians, man.
They've always been big. Yeah, but we kind of. I remember having that discussion with him once. Like, who knows more about American culture? Through the thing that we're passionate about, you know what I mean? It's an interesting one, but I think it's about neck and
English killing it at the moment. You know what I mean?
The what?
No one English, absolutely killing it.
Comedy
sometimes
wise.
There's a phase where someone's completely killing it from England.
Yeah. You talking about
like
comedy
Lee
or
Evans?
Hip-hop?
Yeah,
oh
comedy.
Yeah, comedy. Yeah.
Like a Lee Evans or a what's his name, Peter Kay, Michael McIntyre. But at the moment,
I tell you what I keep seeing crop up, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and a lot of these American comedians, they all got a fucking podcast, yeah? And, you know, I've seen Jimmy Carr appearing in a lot of those American...
Yeah, he's starting to get a bit of love over there. I noticed that,
so he's
like
starting...
Tom Segura's one.
Yeah, and he was on Andrew Santino one, and he was on...
See, they're all massive... All the comedians at the moment, that's what I'm saying, they're all American.
Yeah, they are. It's true. It's because it's a bigger scene.
Bill Burr's got to be like the biggest comedian at the moment, though.
No, not Bill Burr. I think Dave Chappelle probably is the most known.
Dave fucking Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's the GOAT at the moment.
Yeah, I think so.
He's goated.
I mean, who's your favorite? I'm sorry to put you on the spot here, but one of your all-time favorite stand-up comedians.
Man, holy shit, bro. I've got so many.
I got one. Bill Hicks, for me.
Yeah, he's your number one. You've mentioned that quite a few times.
He's one of my number ones. I mean, obviously now, because he's quite old, he died in the 90s, early 90s. So
Dave Chappelle would be in my number one.
Yeah, he's definitely in my top five.
Well, not my number one, but he'd be... I can't have a number one.
No,
got loads.
Me neither.
Depends who you're feeling.
Exactly. And there are some...
What you're feeling like.
Like, for example, Bill Hicks, there are so many things that fucking amaze me, and I learned a lot from it. Like, because from stand-up comedy, not only do I want to laugh, but it's good, it's even extra if you learn something as well. You know, if they talk about something interesting, you know, all these things. Yeah. If it's done well, that's what it is.
Exactly, man. That's comedy.
But then again, Bill Hicks, there's some bits now that didn't date well. You know, there are some bits that will be timeless, forever be funny. But there are some things I listen to now and go, "Ooh, shit, that's kind of fucked up."
There's loads of them.
Like, at the time, even maybe I found it funny like 20 years ago, but now I'm just like,
"Yeesh." I think of those kind of dudes. You remember those kind of old? They were always like short, fat. They were the white racist.
Yeah,
like when semi racism was acceptable. Back in the day when we were like mad young. It was like fat old racist. No, not but they weren't called racist, but they were like fat old.
They were racist, man. They were
racist.
Yeah.
In all of their jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't remember their names, but like if you they all looked the same. Like, yeah, they do. But that used to be on the TV, bro.
Oh, mate. There were so many of them. Yeah, man. And yeah, they got cancelled pretty quick, man. Yeah.
Well, they didn't get canceled. Their career finished way before cancellation came.
It's true. No, but the thing is, they still would have made money like off of reruns on TV, but then they just got like kind of wiped out, you know, a little bit. A lot of them did.
They must have actually, because I don't know who the fuck they are now. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can picture
names
them.
Like Bruce and stuff like that.
I can picture them now, but I can't remember their fucking name. There was one who had a game show as well, and he was like,
yeah,
like a big fat fuck. Like, yeah, alcoholic nose, you know what I mean? Them types of dudes, where they used to do like
but
the
two Ronnies, stuff. Man. The two Ronnies would be like up in like classic. My favorite comedians.
You know who else? Billy Connolly, man.
Yeah,
I remember I had a couple of tapes of his when I was a kid because it was like rude, you know, he'd swear all the time and shit. And when I was a little kid, I used to listen to on the tapes crying with laughter. And he was magical because he didn't have like set up punchline. He was like, he just told stories in the funniest way.
He just did himself.
He just talked about crazy shit, you know. And
Rick Mayall. I used to love Rick Mayall and Aid Edmondson.
Rest in peace. Actually, my brother, because they were both
rest in peace. They were Rick Mayall. Yeah.
But my brother does the Alexi Sale podcast. That's what he does now. Yeah, he produces for him, as well as his acting and voiceover gigs. But Alexi Sale was in The Young Ones with Rick Mayall and all them boys. So he's tight with all them lot. And he's going to get them on as guests. And he's had a couple of them on as guests on the Alexi Sale podcast. And they're going to be doing reaction videos to old Young Ones episodes. So, yo, check that shit out. Follow my brother, Talalaban, at Talalaban.
You remember when that was massive?
Of course,
Young Ones and Bottom.
Bottom was my favorite.
Fucking huge.
That was my jam.
Went massive. They didn't know that. That went fucking massive.
I fucking loved Bottom.
I've watched every episode about a billion times. Me and my brother like recite it to each other every time we see each other.
And just the intro, darn it. We should have played that song. I love that song. I've got that actually on a 7-inch, man.
And Beetlejuice, is it Beetlejuice the film he's in when he plays like the bad geezer, but there's like a little girl.
No, Right Said Fred. That's what you're thinking of.
Right Said Fred.
I watched that movie so many times because that was on, I remember Sky Movies when they first started installing cable. Remember when they were like uplifting everyone's streets and they're like, oh, we're getting cable now. And they were like laying the cable on the streets. And then they would have Sky Movies and they would rerun the movie like every day. Like, you know, they'd play the same movie like at least 3-4 times a week. And I remember when Right Said Fred was on it and I was just watching it bare times and shit, man. Fucking I love that film. That is an incredible movie.
I haven't seen
it in a long time. Maybe it hasn't aged that well. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember.
No, I saw it semi-recently. That's how I remembered it.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck me. It's fucking brilliant.
But I reckon, because that was a film made for kids, wasn't it? It's kind of freaky for kids, man. I remember that film freaking me out.
That's something I've noticed, bruv. When I say to the kids, right, we're going to watch this film.
Yeah.
Because it's a film from my youth. And they're like, yeah. I tell them all about it. They're like, yeah, sweet. So go to watch it. And you realize that, rah, this film now would definitely not be a 12. Like, it definitely wouldn't be. And you're thinking, holy shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? People getting shot in them and all types of shit.
Freaky shit happening, yeah. And just weird off-key shit, yeah. Yeah, there's so much
off-key shit, like freaky shit.
Yeah.
Mad.
It's funny, man. Yo, you know
it's
what?
I'm so fucking protected, these kids.
I got another tune and I got a story attached to the tune. Is that cool, yeah? We go into that now.
Play the tune.
I'll play the tune and then I'll talk about it afterwards. Let's go. We should all, I think, pretty much everyone who listens to this will know this song, I reckon. Maybe not. Maybe the young ones might not. The young people, sorry.
Spinderella cut it up one time.
Let's talk about what? Salt and pepper.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. I'm
trying to do the running man.
Let's talk about sex by Salt and Pepper. Legendary
1990,
song.
Bruv.
90 or 91? Yeah, 90. Yeah. I remember when that song came out as well, man.
I remember that being on the radio all the time. All the time that was on the radio, bruv.
So, yo, the story...
I was nine.
Yeah, isn't it? Jeez. I mean, but it was about safe sex, and I think TLC even did one about
eight,
that.
It was eight.
What was their song that they did with Lisa Left Eye Lopez, and she had like the condom covering her eye from TLC when they did that tune? What was the tune they did?
What?
Like, I can't remember. Yeah, this is at the time, you know, the end of the 80s when, you know, AIDS and all this shit. So they were all about safe sex and wearing condoms. Do you remember that back then, man?
I don't remember TLC. I don't remember Lisa Left Eye Lopez with a Johnny over her eye.
She had the Johnny over her eye. I'll put a picture here now. You see it. I swear to you. I swear to Allah. And that's haram to swear to Allah about Johnny's and covering eyes and shit. But still.
I know. If you say you swear to Allah, then it's 100% true.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe it's 100% true.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. In the video. What was the song, though?
I've just got the picture of like a massive fucking a cock coming out of her eye.
No.
Oh, it's just Johnny rolled on just, it because you were getting like, you were getting
were you like jacking on that?
Fucking.
So what the story I wanted to attach to this was the day I lost my virginity.
Lost his V plates.
My V plates, man. And again, a disclaimer, people, if you don't want graphic sexual nature and like and also just grisly graphic shit. As well, man. This is a fucked up story.
What do you mean, grizzly graphic
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, grizzly, yo.
We can't get in shit on YouTube for nonsense.
Nah, nothing. Well, I was, how old was I? 15 at the time. I was 15.
Mate,
yeah.
You're a nonce.
I was 15 and she was 15, so there's no nonsense happening, all right? Nonsense. Come on. Right. You sound like you're beefing graph beef. You know graph beef nowadays online. You're a nonce. Nah, you're a nonce. That's what graph beef is nowadays. Anyway. So when I was 15, man, I was going out with this girl, you know, beautiful, amazing.
Give everyone
girl.
Her name and address.
I'm not going to reveal that. And it kind of, and she had a best mate, yeah, who.
Was she hot?
Well, yeah, they were all hot. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I was going out with the girl. Yeah,
oh, so my God, we're talking about someone who's 15. Yeah. I can't even ask him, man. This is disgusting.
I must have thought she was hot, you know, me at the time. I was going out with her. And she was really cool and everything. And she was a virgin. I was a virgin. And, like, you know, peer pressure when you're a teenager. And, like, everyone's like, oh, did you do it yet? Did you do it yet? You know, I mean, one of them ones. And you're at a house party and they lock you in the closet. You know, them type of vibe. Yeah. Back in them days, yeah. And so anyway,
fingering some girl on the sofa in a fucking massive house party with like 40 people in the kitchen and living room. You're just there on the sofa, like fingering this bird.
Fingering, man, damn, fingering.
Those days, bro. Imagine.
And no, so check this out, yeah. And so boom. So then her best mate was like, "Hey, my parents own a castle in Scotland, and we're gonna go on a trip to this castle. You should come, but bring two friends."
Was she foreign or something?
No. What?
Because am you're I talking in an accent? Hey, you should come. I'm with trying. Us.
To, I'm telling the story. Obviously, she didn't say it. I don't remember exactly how she said it. She said, "Look, I've got a castle in fucking Scotland. We're gonna go on
in
a
fucking Scotland,
trip.
Bro. That's better.
Fucking yeah. Scotland, we're gonna go." And
come up fucking Scotland and give me a Rodrigo.
And it turned out it was on an island off of Scotland called the Isle of Bute. Yeah, and all there is on this island is like a couple of like a main street with like a couple of shops and a pub, and then this fuck off castle. It's literally there's nothing else on this island.
Did you go to the Isle of Bute?
Check this out. Yeah, so she was like, "Look, I'm going, your girlfriend's going, and my other mate is going. Maddie, you bring two mates, and we'll all go to this island, you know, and we get the train up there." And we'll spend the weekend. And like the underlying thing was, you're going to lose your virginity on this trip. You know what I mean? No one said it out loud, but it was like it was unsaid, but yeah. Yeah. I should have played that song instead of Let's Talk About Sex. That would have been great.
Bruv.
I love that tune.
Wait. So I'm lost already.
All right, go on.
You said, which bird is telling you to go?
My girlfriend's mate. Best mate.
Oh, so it's one of them is your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's mate and another girl.
So there's my girlfriend at the time, her best mate, her family own this castle in Scotland or whatever.
So two of them.
Yeah. So it's her best mate, and then their other friend as well was coming along on this trip. So they were asking me, bring two of my mates, two dudes for her and for her mate. Because remember back then, it was like whatever. You know, everyone just
You had to do that.
And,
I'm not going because the mate's buzz, bruv. What are you talking about? There's no way, bruv. The mate is fucking bug. Why not, mate?
Well, you know, it's like that, yeah? So,
oh, come on, man, please. Yeah, it's going to be a wicked weekend.
So, boom, I bring... Do you remember that writer, Rasper? Rasper.
Yes.
Yeah? He listens to the pod, so salute Rasper. I haven't seen him in ages, man, but he was such a cool dude, yeah? He came, yeah? I brought Rasper and my other mate, who I don't want to mention, yeah? So boom, we get like a bunch of weed. Like I think we had some hash. Like we brought like a half ounce. We brought some pills, some like ecstasy pills with us. And that's it. We weren't doing cocaine at this time. Yeah,
I keep on thinking this is in a different country. This is in England. These birds already.
Yeah, yeah. They
were your mates for them in that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so boom, we all go for the weekend to the Isle of Bute. Yeah.
It's fucking Bute in the Isle of Bute.
We gotta get a train up to Glasgow, then another train to the west coast, and then we gotta get a boat over to the fucking island, and then we get to this fucking castle, man. And this castle was like, it's like a heritage site. It's like open to the public, but there's a section of it which is private. This girl, not my girlfriend, but her mate, like from super well-off family. This is like her heritage, like from her family tree from like thousands
this
of years.
Her yard. Yeah.
They own this shit, but it's open to the public during the day and shit. But we had our own section. Shit. There's huge grounds around it. It was crazy. Insane. Yeah. I lost my virginity in a castle, yo. Anyway, let me get to that point. Yeah. So boom.
Who owns this? The girlfriend or the girlfriend's mate?
Girlfriend's mate.
You should have started dating her, bro. You could have married well. You could have married up.
I mean, she was fit as well, man. She was fit as well. So, yeah, I wouldn't have minded dating her. But I think Rasper ended up hooking up with her. Yeah, my man Rasper, salute.
That's why Rasper's so minty.
Yeah. No, Rasper killed it.
He's minty.
And then my other mate hooked up with the other friend. Yeah. So there's, you know, three
butters, bro.
No, she was all good. But, yo, listen to what happened. Yeah, so fucked up, man. I'll tell you my story first, and then I'll tell you the extra shit that happened, the really fucked up shit. Yeah.
You got to tell it.
So, boom, back then, and I don't mind being, you know, being vulnerable to you guys. Now, I'm a grown man now, you know what I mean? Shit done changed from when I was... I'm just saying, I was mad anxious, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I wanted to do well, you know what I'm saying? I'm like young, I'm like a, you know, a bit of the cool rude boy kind of guy. I don't want to lose face in front of my mates and shit. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done it before, you know what I mean? It's like
he's got to get the nan out. He's got to get the nan out.
And it's like pressure. You know what I mean? Pressure. Because like I said, it was this underlying thing. They were like, and her mate, her best mate, was kind of like saying to me like, hey, you know, yeah, you're going to, like away from my girlfriend going, yo, you got to do it on this weekend. You're going to do it. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, chill out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like in my head, I'm like, let's see if it happens, it happens. But like, we were going for that.
I love
that.
This. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, we were going for that.
Imagine so someone like, doing that to you now about your girlfriend. Like, yeah. are you gonna sneak off in there?
Yeah, but now we're adults.
Like, are we talking about? Yeah, I know, but back then,
yeah,
I can't believe it even meant something so,
isn't it?
So much.
No, exactly. Now, if someone
it's
said
like your mate would be coming up to you anyway and going, "Are you gonna bang your girlfriend tonight?"
Exactly, exactly. I'd be like, "Yeah, so what?" You know what I mean? And so, boom, we get to this castle and we're like, fucking hell, we're like smoking weed, getting wasted. You know, we had a little speaker thing and we were going into the town. Like I say town, like I said, it was just one street and there was one pub and disco tech type thing. And we're like drinking.
The Isle of Bute.
And back then as well, imagine they didn't give a shit about, oh, you got to be over 18 or whatever. Well, no one, you know, we were drinking whatever. Yeah, getting pissed up and doing pills and shit. It was crazy. Yeah. And so there was
look
the room.
Look at these kids, bruv. Pills yeah. and shit, alcohol, smoking mad. Weed, 15 years old.
Mad. And so we all had our own rooms, yeah? So Rasper hooked up with my girl, with that girl on in one room. My other mate hooked up with the other girl in the other room. And I hooked up with my girl in this room. And we were there. Actually, it might have been a week, maybe, now to come think of it. Either that or a long weekend or something. It was more than like three nights.
Fucking
or something.
Week. I'm sure it was a yeah. week.
No, maybe not a week, like three
can't
nights,
have been a week.
Maybe four nights, yeah.
A week of riding the Narnia at 15
well,
years old.
Well, no, the first
come
night.
On, bruv, not even nah, you, bruv. Nah, I mean, I know you're not human, yeah. son. Come
listen,
on, bruv.
First night, I didn't do it, man. Just a bit of fingering, a bit of this, a bit of that. But I didn't, like, you know, I didn't go the whole hog. I was still nervous, man. I was like, yo, man, you know.
I can feel your nerves even
and also,
on 41, man.
And also, she was nervous as well, as you
she
could imagine.
She was shitting her pants as
yeah.
well,
100%. But then also, I wanted to lose it, you know what I mean? I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to lose it, but I just didn't, you know, I just didn't know what the fuck I was
got
doing.
To lose it.
You know?
Got to lose it. And this is when porn was hard to come by.
You could, yo, you'd find porn maybe in a skip somewhere, like with pages torn out, like just to see what a Fangita looks like. You know what I mean? Let alone anything
some
else. Yeah.
Dirty, rusty porno in some fucking bush in the park.
Exactly. Or you're waiting for it to download from LimeWire.
Yeah, but pre LimeWire.
Oh, this is yeah. This is way pre LimeWire. What am I talking about?
Pre-LimeWire, bro. This is where you had to be old enough to buy a porno from the top
exactly.
shelf.
Exactly. Yo, I don't
did,
think
I'd. If you didn't have the tash, then you weren't getting it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd even seen a porno, man. What the fuck, man?
You had to go to Amsterdam to like buy fucking VHS and bring them back.
Yeah, or some shit. And so, man.
Do you remember? Did you remember that?
What?
When you first started going to Amsterdam, they've got like, they're selling magazines of people, you know what I mean? Like two people smiling and he's like rodging her up the arse with like yeah. a full on fucking bone and slamming the shit out of her. And they're just on normal magazines. It used to be like,
oh yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. Look what they have here in the magazine. Just yeah. like, what the fuck? And take that shit back to England.
In it. Or you'd be like looking through.
Because we
like,
didn't have shit. We had like, you know what I mean?
The lingerie quarters. Section of like the M&S catalog. You know what I mean? Like you'd have that go, oh yeah. You know, like just anything.
She's got a bush. Yeah. I can see her bush, bruv. Oh my God.
We could get anything you get your hands on, you know? And so boom. I reckon the first night or the second, yeah, first and second night, I didn't do it. Yeah, we just, you know, fondled around for a bit and, you know, whatever. Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. She didn't know what she was doing. I remember her, like, again, I'm being graphic, yeah? She was trying to toss me off, yeah? But without, no, there's no lubricant. So I was, like, in pain. I remember going, yo, like, in my
yeah,
head.
She's
thinking,
never done a hand shandy before in her life.
Yeah, exactly.
She might have done a few hand shandies, actually.
Maybe.
She might have done a few hand shandies.
To be
that's
honest.
The level, that's the kind of level of experience we're talking about.
But I don't
about
think she had. She might have, to be honest. I mean,
not
no,
even
I mean,
a hand shandy, bruv.
Maybe
she's not even
not.
Touched one before.
Exactly. And like, she was just yanking at it. And the thing
she's
is, I'm
yanking on yours I'm, like a hammer drill.
Yeah. And I'm circumcised, out. Yeah? So I don't have like the extra skin and shit. So she's just like chafing it, man. It would fucking hurt, man. Like, but I didn't say nothing to her. I didn't say nothing. Yeah. It was fucked up, yo. I told you, that's what I told you. I'm being vulnerable here, man.
Oh, and sorry,
Yeah, sorry, Akit. Sorry, Akit. So, boom, yeah. So, you know.
Oh, no, she was just fucking chafing.
Yeah, just chafing it off, man. I was like, yo, in my head, I'm like, that fucking, it's not supposed to hurt, is it? You know what I mean, yeah?
So, yeah. Where is this?
This is in, we were still in the
castle. In your room.
In the room, yeah. But then I remember, actually, that was it. In the first couple of nights, we had to be in, we stayed in the castle. But then the second two nights, we had to stay in these caravans, these really plush caravans that were just on the site of the castle, but we weren't allowed to stay in the car. I think maybe we'd caused too much noise, or we made too much. I can't remember what it was, but we couldn't stay for the last two nights in the castle. We had to, because we were waking up in the morning, opening the door, and there were fucking like members of the public walking around taking pictures and shit. And I was just walking around in my boxes, like going to the bathroom, like to brush my teeth and like put cream on my fucking sore knob.
Fucking put the pseudo cream on his fucking knob while there's people walking around like, ye ancient sight of Scotland.
Exactly, yeah. And so we stay. Okay, so then the third night, we're in the caravans now. And I remember all day, my mates egging me on, going, why you haven't done it yet? Because they both had lost their virginity. Yeah. Raspo had been knocking girls left, right, and center. He'd been
Raspo's had seven kids when he was 10. Exactly. Raspo's balls deep in the game, bro.
Already.
He's making you look like an idiot. Yeah. Thinking, shit.
And I think as well.
Me next to Big Rasp.
And my girl's best mate, the one whose castle it was, she'd already been doing her thing as well. I think, you know, she'd like got a head start already, you know what I mean?
You're thinking, shit, I'm going to have to make this non-lubed, chafing hand job, bird.
So boom. So now the third night, we're in the caravan, and all day now, they're egging me on, they're egging her on, just piling the pressure. And it's like the pressure was getting to me, and I was like, I got to do it.
Now it's in the caravan.
I was like, I got to do it.
With all of you in the same caravan.
No. We all had our own caravan. I'm telling you, this was crazy place, man. We all had our own fucking caravan. So boom, the third night, yeah, I fucking do it. I'm like, yo, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to have another crappy hand shandy from this girl. Yeah. I'm like, I'm doing this now tonight. So boom, you know what I mean? And the thing is, like, you know, they all the rest of them, when we all went to bed, when me and my girl went to bed, all my mates and her mates, they all were outside the front door, like making noise, going, oh, you got to do it. You know what I mean? Like, and so it was even more. Yeah. They were outside. They wouldn't let us go. And they were like rocking the thing. It was like, oh man, it was fucking hell. Thinking back to it now, it's like the pressure, you know? But I finally got it done, man. I got it done, yeah.
And I got it done.
It home, yeah. I banged it home. It was a two-pump chump, you know what I mean? Three pumps, home. Yeah. I got it done, though, man. And I was like, okay, fucking thank God for that. And
This is a massive story, Akit. Check this out now.
So that's my story done, yeah? So I got it out of the way. Boom, all good, yeah? Now, the last night. Yeah. Me and my girl, you know, we're about to, you know, we spent the day, we're lean. Again, as well, you got to think, we're lean, we're buzzing, you know what I mean? It was like really not the environment to be doing this shit. And Rasper's with his girl, and my other mate is with the other girl in the other caravan, and I'm in this caravan. And the last night now, I'm getting busy, we're fondling, we're doing all sorts of stuff. And next thing we hear is a blood curdling scream coming from one of the caravans, and we were like, oh shit, we put our clothes on, we run outside, and I just see my mate, not Rasper, my other mate, he walks out of his caravan white as a ghost, yeah, like, and he was looking at his hands going, oh, I didn't do nothing, man, yeah. And I was like, oh shit. And then the two girls, they run into that caravan, yeah, where the other girl is. And they were like, oh shit, yeah, call an ambulance. And we're like in the middle of fucking nowhere, yeah? I don't know, we ran, there was a phone in the car.
Shit, this story's gotten good.
Yo, you haven't heard half of it yet, man. This is really fucked up. Like I said, it's grisly, people. It's a grisly story, yeah. We run into the thing. We call an ambulance. There's no hospital on this island yet. They're sending a helicopter. Yeah.
Fucking Isle of Bute, mate.
I don't even know what's happened. Yeah. And we're just telling them, just come. Something's happened. We need you to come. And they just kept saying, don't come in here. Call an ambulance. Don't come in here. Call an ambulance. Yeah.
What, the two little girls?
The girls in there, yeah, with the other girl who'd been injured somehow. And I'm looking at my mate going, what the fuck did you do? And he's like, I didn't do anything. And he's like just ghostly white, yeah? I didn't do nothing, yeah? Next thing we know,
fuck is this?
A helicopter comes, lands on the grounds, yeah? Ambulance come, go in there, take her, put her in the stretcher thing, put her on the fucking thing. The two other girls go with her to the mainland, to the hospital, where the fucking hospital is, yeah? We're watching all this. We're stoned. We're buzzing. You know what I mean? And we're just going, what the fuck has just happened? So when everyone left, we go into the caravan, now me and Raspa, and it looked like a scene from a Tarantino movie, man.
But wait, what girl? Is this the girl who family owned the shit?
No, that's the one that was with Raspa. This is the other girl.
Oh, right.
I don't want to mention any names. That's why this is being all weird.
I don't mention any names. Yeah, I just want to know if this has happened to her on her fucking land. I don't even know what's happened.
It was the other, the extra one. So not my girlfriend, not the one Raspa was with who owned the castle, the other girl, yeah? She's off in a helicopter now with the other two, yeah? And we go in, me and Raspa go into this caravan. It's like a Tarantino movie. The bed is just like a blood all over the bed and then a trail of blood going to where the bathroom is, in a caravan. And I'm like, what the fuck happened, man? And I'm trying to get it out of my mate and my mate just ain't saying nothing. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, surely you're like shaking him and saying, what the fuck?
Yeah, like what the fuck? And he's like, I didn't do nothing, yeah? What it turned out was, because the other girl, she went to hospital, they sorted her out, she was fine, and then she went back to London. And the other two girls came back to the Isle of Bute, yeah? I don't know how, yeah? Maybe early in the morning, I think we went to bed and then they came back. And turned out, yeah, my mate, yeah, he must have been fingering her, yeah? But he had like a hangnail or something on his nail and he cut her internally. Yeah. And it kept bleeding and wouldn't stop bleeding, basically. Yeah, that was what the emergency is. That's what I picked up. Even to this day, I don't know exactly.
Bro, this is a story about you losing your V-plates. No. And this is the kind of shit you can't. This, what the fuck is this?
That's what happened, bro. It happened.
Some rank inside the Panani scratching, making this poor little girl bleed everywhere. What the fuck is this?
This is unacceptable. Answers to your mom's panani, yo.
He's a kid.
I'm telling you, man. Panani. It's crazy, man. And then I think, like I said, to this day, I don't know.
What, he just had one of the little bits?
Not on his little finger. I'm sure it might have been his middle one or the other one. I'm sure if that's what he's doing.
What the fuck? Like, what the fuck?
Imagine doing that to a girl and then pulling it out and just... And you just don't... yo.
Making my balls go cold.
I know.
Rank and heavy and cold.
But she was completely fine afterwards. It was all good. You know what I mean? It's just that it just couldn't stop bleeding. That's why they wanted the ambulance being called. You know what I mean?
Claro, por favor.
Yeah.
Joder.
So, yo, let's play your other tune then now.
I was going to tell you about a story you made me think of when you were chatting. Mate, this story's been going on for time. First, you were like having, you know what I mean? It was really nice.
It's a mad story, man.
It turned into like some fucking Stephen King shit.
That's what I'm saying. It was fucked up. I warned you at the beginning.
When you were chatting about bear pressure, once I went to Amsterdam on my 16th birthday, yeah?
Oh, shit.
All of my mates went. We all booked tickets.
Mm.
And there was like quite a lot of people. It was like mates of mates and all that kind of like mad youth trip. But it was like for my birthday.
Mm.
Anyway, on the day, my dad's like, right, you're not going. So everyone fucked off and went to Amsterdam.
Shit.
But they'd gone the day before anyway, or one day before. And I just blagged my dad for time. You got to let me go. Mainly with the blag that those motherfuckers have left to go for my birthday. And you just... ruin the whole fucking thing.
Can I just say one thing? I remember I went to Amsterdam for the first time when I was 16, and I remember telling my dad, I was like, Dad, we've got this. I remember like working up this like to ask him if it was all right to go, and I was like, yeah, you know, the museums there and the art galleries are amazing. I really want to go. And my dad just looked at me and just went, all right, you can go, just, you know, don't give me no bullshit. I was like, had this whole speech about art galleries and shit. Anyway, sorry. Yeah,
So yeah, that was the first time I was going as well. I think that was maybe the issue. You're only going there to smoke weed.
Yeah, you know exactly.
I forgot what I was talking about. No, going there. So we went there.
Yeah.
And
so you actually went. You blagged
him
there.
Yeah, yeah. I blagged him all day. And the next day, I think we came to some. I just fucked off. I think we came to some sort of agreement, and I fucked off.
Okay.
This is like when I was 15 going on 16. They, you know what I mean? No. I probably had to like try and find my own passport and shit in their fucking drawer or something.
Yeah.
Went there. And we actually all went out on the day of my birthday.
Hmm.
And we got pissed as well. Like everyone got really, really heavily pissed, which is something you never do, especially as Utes in Dam. Like you never, never go out and get pissed.
Well,
but
yeah.
But we said, we'll smoke weed, smoke weed later, do you know what I mean? Do this first, get pissed. All went to pubs, where it got absolutely smashed. So, right, we're going to go and look at the hookers. Yeah, like, oh my God, there's going to be chicks behind the glass.
You got to look at the hookers, man. There's
all that shit.
Them. Yeah, you
go to the hookers, everyone. But there's like 12 kids, you know, all like going around. Like, oh my God. And no one's thinking of getting a hooker.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what happened, but I stopped outside one and looked at her and then, what are you doing? And I said, oh yeah, she's really hot. You know what I mean? She's hot.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we've got the money because it's your birthday. You're going in. You know what I mean? And I was like, no, I'm not going in. I don't want to go in. I had no misses or anything at the time. Yeah. I couldn't say shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going in. Yeah. And maybe we walked around a bit more shit, but every time we walked past her, we're going, oh,
pushed
me to the front. Yeah. I'd be like, nah. Anyway, eventually I fucking have to go in there.
Mm.
There's like 12 of them. Standing outside, all banging on the glass, right, to the stage where she has to get up and go and say, stop banging on the glass.
Yeah.
She comes back, bro, I'm a youth, like, I'm a kid, like, I don't know what the fuck's about to happen. You know what I mean? She's like, what do you want? Wow. I can't remember. Probably being me, probably picked a hand shandy.
Yeah.
I mean, do love a hand shandy, but.
How many guilders? How many guilders was it?
It was guilders. Yeah. There was like a mirror down there. This was a long time ago. Yeah. I was pissed. Maybe I couldn't get a bone. I can't remember. Now maybe it's one of those ones that I can't even get a bone because I was too paranoid. Couldn't even get a bone. I think I had to get a hand shandy.
Yeah,
because I couldn't even get a boner.
Did they keep the Jimmy?
I was too prang, bro. I was too prang. Yeah? Yeah. But anyway, everyone's outside, and she's banging on the door even more. She has to get up and leave again. This is like the. And I'm sitting there as a kid, and this is the second time she's left the room. Stop banging on the door. And I can hear when she opens the door, like this sounds like there's more people. Or either that or the street is just busier because it's later or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been in there for like 10 hours because I'm just so fucking scared of this. This like probably young, probably like 24.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
this,
yeah.
This bit.
Yeah.
I can't, you know what I mean? And when I come outside, I think I had a hand shandy. Came outside, opened the door, and when I got all my mates had collected bare people that we didn't know, like told everyone. Like, he's going in there, he's my bedroom in there, it's his birthday. He's an absolute pussy, he didn't want to go. And when I come outside, because they used to have those red curtains, and so you'd have to pull the red curtain to the glass door, like you and the hooker. So you have to go, oh, fucking hell, I'm going out.
Da-da-da! Like that.
Yeah. And you'd want to kind of just duck out into like a busy, like Oxford Street and just bowl us straight into a mist of people. Come out and then everyone standing like, went fucking mental, as I'm coming out. Random people in the strangers just clapping like this, and like other tourists and shit, other like fucking young people who join in, and I said, you fucking cunts.
Oh my God.
Fucking cunts.
That's hilarious. I've seen that happen. I've seen people crowding around the windows going, way. But thankfully.
Shit, I just remembered how fucking prang I was. I was so fucking nervous.
Imagine.
I remember looking at her. She was like getting on top of the bed, you know what I mean? And I'm just lying there like a fucking mummy, frozen stiff, you know what I mean? And there's a mirror down the side. Yeah. So I remember looking at her legs thinking, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in here, bruv. Like, what the fuck's
the
going
pressure,
on?
The
I don't
peer
know what
pressure.
I'm about to, I don't know what to do.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know anything. This is like a fully grown woman, bruv.
Isn't it?
I mean, the fuck?
It's crazy.
15.
Man. Yeah, yeah. No, that's nuts, man. That's nuts.
She was nonsense. No, because it was my
she was nonsense, yes.
It was my actual birthday.
She was nonsense, man. I forgot. Yeah, of course.
It was definitely the day of my actual birthday.
You paid her to nonce you. You paid her to nonce you, bruv. That's fucked up. Yeah. I mean, you know what? I've never really done the...
Shit, I remember her asking me and shit now. Man, isn't it weird how you don't remember shit? Yeah. You cannot remember the event. Oh, that's when that thing with the hooker happened.
You block
but
it out.
Now I can remember mad. Yeah. Remember her asking me how old I was a couple of times.
Did you lie to her?
Imagine me when I was 15, bruv.
Did you lie to her?
I looked about 10.
Yeah, but did you lie to her?
Yeah, blatantly. Yeah, yeah, I had to like stay in, didn't I? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Okay, I'm just checking. Because I don't know, you know what I mean? You get nervous, you might tell the truth, you know what I mean?
I remember her asking me if I was nervous. And I probably went, no, like, no. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Trying to do a low voice or some shit.
You know what the thing is? Looking back, especially my sexual things when I was a teenager, a kid, when I didn't know what I was doing. Now, looking back, I should have just been, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, just been on Front Street. Go, I don't know. You know what I mean? And people would have been, you know, but it's just the pretending that, no, I know, I know. That's where the pressure and the fucked up shit comes from.
Where does all that come from?
That's
all that pretending.
The pretending,
you clearly don't know
you
shit. Don't,
and they know you don't know shit as well. Like, it's so obvious, but in
but
your
even
head.
If the geezer's had, he's like, this geezer has certified, everyone knows, they've checked with the bird, she's in our class, he's had sex 4 times, yeah, this geezer.
Yeah.
And he's the king, but he's only had sex 4 times with like one bird. He doesn't know any.
And you don't even know if that's true, though. That's the thing. A lot of people said a lot of shit. It doesn't necessarily make it true, man, you know? And there was a lot of bullshit flying around back then. Just a lot of pride, a lot of anxiety, a lot of insecurities and all these things. And the best, if there's any 15, 16-year-olds watching now, just be honest with your partner, man. Just let them know, man. Just, I'm telling you, they will. If they're a dickhead and they laugh at you and they say you're a cunt and or you're a dickhead, that's good. You learned that this person's a dickhead, man. But most people, especially women,
all that shit. No,
most
shit
women,
that
they're
shit.
Just as
caring about that shit.
Most of the girls, when you're when, like, you know, when you're doing that, when you're young, you know, most of them are in the same fucking shit and they're thinking
mate,
the
all
same
of it, if
thing.
You said to a fucking, you know what I mean? Like, what was that thing you just said?
What?
I don't. I'd be glad to say, like, I don't know anything.
Yeah,
I don't know
just
anything.
Go look, yo.
That would put a girl at like massive ease. Bro, that'd be like the best thing.
Yo,
she'd be like, I don't know fucking anything either.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, you know
thank
what I mean?
God. But all that kid shit.
Yeah.
What you look like, what you dress like, yo. What your garments are, what your haircut is, what your every single thing.
Yeah.
It all disappears. Exactly. And you know, I'm not doing that for other people anymore. I'm going to do what I want.
Exactly.
But it takes a long time. For me, it took a long time.
Yeah, you know what? Me too, brother, man. Me too, man. And like, it's just, and it's pride and it's insecurities, you know, that's it. And then once you get comfortable with people and get comfortable in your own skin and your own shit, then yeah, shit becomes a lot more fun. A lot
it
more
takes a while, man.
Easy.
It takes a while.
It takes a while. So any young
and I just remember when I went to Thailand with a girlfriend. I was 18. Went to Thailand for like 4 or 5 weeks. Had to get visa and shit. It was a long time.
Yeah.
Went over there. The first time we went out, she had like a bright blonde afro, like curly, fluffy afro, like this, quite, you know, big hair.
Yeah.
And this is like in the late 90s, early 2000s of Thailand.
Yeah.
Go there, get a tuk-tuk together. We're fucking together in the tuk-tuk.
Yeah.
And two hookers get in. The fucking tuk-tuk's traveling. They just get in at the red light. Red light, and they go, hello, how are you doing? Yeah. And we're like, oh shit, because we don't know anything.
Oh shit.
So we're like, oh yeah, what's up? Are you guys all right? Like, why the fuck are they getting our tuk-tuk? Is this just a thing that happens here, like a cultural thing? You know what I mean? Is it a sharing thing?
Yeah.
And then I realized, I'm like, they're fucking hookers. I'm like saying to my girlfriend, it's hard not to say people's names. Mm. Saying to her, like, are they hookers? Like, fucking, let's dash them out. And he's like, no thanks, we don't want anything, we don't want anything. So we remember thinking, fucking hell, the first day we get here and we're blatantly like a fucking gringo couple, you know what I mean? Two little white kids in the middle of Thailand on a tuk-tuk, and hookers are still getting in and coming to chat to me and stuff like that in front of her. You know
that's
what I mean?
Crazy though, because I thought it was always like, I know in Amsterdam, if you're with your girlfriend, because I've been with my girlfriend a couple of times to Amsterdam, different girls and stuff. The prostitutes,
that's what I'm saying.
They ignore you because they're like out of respect, you know what I mean? Unless you want
you're
to.
You're not going to look for, you're not going to fuck it, you know what I mean?
It's like a etiquette.
Unless you want to, yeah. Unless I mean, you and your missus want to, but fucking hell, there's, the kids, I'm at like 18, again, probably look about 12.
Yeah.
And got to the stage, yeah, we had to change hotel because we're all, it was coming out this hotel. And these two or three girls worked out, like, literally stood outside on the pavement outside our hotel.
Yeah.
I think this is in, I can't remember where this is in Thailand. And I started getting in, like, verbals with them, like, fuck off, you know what I mean? Because they kept on asking me all the time. So after a couple of days, I was like, what the fuck? You don't have to ask me all the fucking time, you fuck off. So it got to the stage where every time I come out of this hotel, this tiny, tiny, I remember her being skinny as fucking dick, coming up to me and just lashing me with her handbag. No, you fuck you. No, you fuck you. Even if I hadn't, like, I'm coming out. We hadn't ever had a beef since yesterday. And I come out. As soon as she see me, she like come over, like wobbling on high heels. No, fuck you. No, fuck. I can't get taxis and shit. I can't get out with my girlfriend. And I said, this is, we have to change fucking hotel. This fucking bird. Hated me because I said something bad. But I think I said fuck off just once.
Yeah. And they took it the wrong way, yeah.
Oh, she took it bad, man.
That's fucked up, yo. I mean, listen, and to all the listeners out there, man, I don't indulge in prostitution, man. I don't get down like that, man. I mean, only maybe once or twice in my life. No, I'm just kidding. But still, yeah. You know, fuck that shit. You know, but I'm just saying, back to our point before, be honest with your missus, do your thing, you know what I mean, and all that stuff. Let's play this other tune.
Oh, what, as a kid?
Yeah,
yeah, fuck kid. This, man. Yeah. About nonsense.
Let's move on, five people. All right, let's play this. No, I might.
Well, what? And we've played some tune. Have we got graph sketches?
We do, but I was thinking, you know what? We've done enough tonight. Let's leave the graph sketches to next week, okay? We've done enough. I think we're good to go. Sorry, I just clocked the time, man. We're good to go. You had a sex story there. You had fucking New York Knicks stories. You had like
New York Knicks
Amsterdam
stories.
Just said they were the New York Knicks. Yeah. You had NPC 3000 stories. We're good to go, man. Party people. I think, let's call it a night there, man. And listen, before we go, we're going to announce the winner of the Chrome and Black T-shirt competition. People have been sharing the post, you've been leaving comments, tagging people in the post. Thank you so much for spreading the word. Really, it helps. I mean, the theme, a lot of people were tagging people who already watched the show, so that's a bit stupid, but it's all good though. Much love anyway for getting involved. So I'm gonna now
still an entry.
I'm gonna just include it all. Fuck it, it's all good. I'm gonna run it through. You know what, let's talk to me in the future, because we're recording this on Thursday. The podcast doesn't come out till Wednesday next week, so I'm gonna count the things when I edit this video. Yeah, and
I just want to say the Amber in the future is a wanker.
There he is.
That's some crazy time travel type ish man. Amber, where you at, son? Amber's not here. His machine took him to the wrong place, wrong time. This is the announcement for the Chrome and Black signed t-shirt. Big up our sponsors, Chrome and Black, all day long. Make sure you get your paint from there. Hundreds of people entered. Thank you very much. I had to write down every single person's name. No matter how many times you entered, I wrote it down. All the shares, everything. So thanks very much for entering, man. I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of entries in this hat. And I'm good. I've even spilt them on the table and mixed them all around. Like when you're a kid and you can't shuffle a pack of cards. I've done everything, man. So I'm going to pick one out. That's two. I'm trying to let go of one. Let's see what this is. Eliza Cherry in the house. Eliza Cherry in the house, baby. You've just won the shirt. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. Now back to the Rude Boy Den.
All right, cool. Congratulations to that motherfucker who won. You have that Chrome and Black t-shirt signed by Zombie himself flinging its way to you right now as we speak.
First class, baby.
Spectacles to you, man. And thanks again, everyone. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, a 5-star review. It really helps, man, reach other people. Genuinely, the algorithm works like that. If you like this YouTube video, it then expands the reach of this video. If you leave a comment and interact with the video, it expands the reach of this video. It really fucking helps.
This thing again.
I know.
Well, you're talking to foreigners. If you expand the reach, you're not really pronouncing it.
No, because you know what, theme? We get like 300 listens per episode and maybe 17 likes. It's like, yo, like the fuck, just press the like button. It don't fucking take no effort.
It's like, it's like, just yo, press it, motherfucker.
It's like we got 200 something subscribers, yeah? We should have 300-400 subscribers, you know? If there's 300-400 of you fuckers watching this shit, you should hit the subscribe button. Again, that helps as well. So thanks anyway for checking it out, man. I'm just saying. Thank you.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to get mad, you know, it's all love. I'm not getting mad. It's all love, man. Really appreciate it. It's going from strength to strength, man. It's fun to do, you know what I mean? So all love. Brother, theme, Arms House.
Wrap it up.
Episode 26 in the bag.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?